There is nothing worse than potential unrealized. We all have things that hold us back. What if we could find a way to get us unstuck? I'm Lichelle Wiemy, and I am going to walk alongside you as you make the decision to get unstuck. Tune in as I help you realize that you are not alone, inspire hope, and offer practical solutions to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. Hey everyone, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. And today I get to welcome back my friend and mentor, Kathy Kasten. Oh my gosh, you guys, she and I have been getting to know each other even more and getting to visit with one another on a regular basis lately. And I said, Kathy, oh my gosh, you need to come back and you need to talk to my audience about your expertise in the DISC profile. Because here's the deal, Kathy, you've been like offering to mentor me through my kind of stuckness this spring through COVID. And it's been really interesting how you are in my head more than I'm in my head because of your expertise in DISC. And it's amazing how the quiz coupled with your expertise has brought this entire platform to life. Because as you know, I've taken the DISC profile way back, gosh, probably 2010 is probably the first time I took it. And it was interesting, but it never really led me down any particular path or insight until you brought it to life in the practical use of it. So, man, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, Lichelle.
So I'm going to brag on you just a minute because you are an author. You've co-authored a book that highlights DISC and you're certified as a DISC and you're a John Maxwell public speaker and coach, and you have all of these amazing expertise in your business of Lion Crest leadership. So you just like come with this immense amount of knowledge. Tell me about how it was that you got caught up in the whole DISC world to start with.
Oh, that's a great question. So I love leadership and I really love making an impact with people. And I've gone through a lot of training, but the thing that I kept finding I was missing, I got better and better at understanding me, but I always was struggling with how to have the best conversations with the people I served. I felt like a lot of the assessments and trainings and things that are out there are very self-reflective.
Yeah.
They're helpful, but they're not necessarily, I mean, I can come to you, Lichelle, and say, here's all my amazingness, you should hire me. That really, the person that you're talking to not only might be put off by that, but doesn't really get helped by it. So I was trying to think about, okay, how do I really reach the people that I sincerely want to help? I care about their lives. I care about what they're doing. How do I talk to them so that the door opens and we can have a bigger conversation? We can go deeper. We can find more. And that led me on a search for something that would really help me to have more effective communication. Through the John Maxwell team, I was exposed to someone who was involved with DISC, I ended up going to training with them because I was really drawn. I had done some research on the company. They're the leading company in the world on DISC. I've done a lot of validation on the study. It's really in depth. They have almost 40,000 plot points on the DISC profile that they've developed. And what I loved about it, it was very positive focused. And it was very much about drawing out the gifts and strengths of the people you interact with, how to have a conversation with them in a way that makes sense to them. So let me give you an example. I'm a flyover person. In the DISC world, my top trait is a high D, a driven person. And so I love topical flyover information first.
Yep.
And then if you want to have a conversation with me and you want to hook me into having a deeper conversation, the way to do that, and I'm giving everybody in the audience a big secret right now, is to come with a great big grand idea or a big overview or a 1 minute summary of here's what this could do for you, Kathy. Now, if I'm going to decide if I'm going to land my plane in that airport and have a conversation that goes deeper. So if they've done that with me right out of the gate, it changes my openness to hearing that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I love what they've presented, I'm like, okay, now you can bring me, let's say, a 500-page report with all the details. I want to read it because I'm engaged, I'm interested, and I'm ready to go in. Now, if you flip that around, if I'm going to talk to somebody who I know is very detail-oriented and wants time to think things through, then I'm going to come with them with statistics and information and maybe that 500-page report first. Mm-hmm. And they're going to spend time soaking through it. And then we're going to have a further conversation. So it makes a difference in every piece of your life, how you deal with your children, how you interact with your spouse or someone else that's important in your life, how you interact with your teams at work. Talking in your language to other people doesn't work with everybody. And it can really be, in fact, the majority of people will not be wired the same as you. So that's where DISC became a powerful tool, and I think the best tool that I've had in my leadership growth.
Okay, I should back up for our audience who have never heard of DISC.
Yes.
So describe in the best layman's terms as you can to give us an overview of what this assessment, what this tool is.
Yeah, I love that you asked that question. So DISC measures behavior, and it uses words to do that. It's objective, it's descriptive, it's not a judgmental or subjective thing. So it doesn't measure somebody's intelligence, it doesn't measure their values and beliefs, doesn't measure their education or their skill sets. It talks about the natural wiring within you that it produces the behaviors that are natural for you. It's your comfy place behaviors. And people have all the DISC profile pieces. Everybody has all of them.
Okay.
But what the assessment measures is where your strongest areas are and where the areas that are harder for you are. And that helps you to know the areas that are going to be maybe more risky or more blind spots, the areas that are going to be great strengths, areas where you're going to have to recharge after you've been in that space for a while, so that you know, okay, I naturally know if I have to go into this part of DISC that's lower for me, I need to recharge afterwards because I'm going to be tired.
Yeah. Just to give our audience a kind of context here too, DISC stands for the four different personality types or letters. So can you describe what those four are?
Yeah. And you know, that's one of the things that I love about DISC. There's really three basic types of profiles out there. There's the Myers-Briggs, which people are familiar with. There is the StrengthsFinders and there's DISC. Really everything that's on the market is based off of one of those three. They all measure different things. I always tell people it's kind of like one maybe is a thermometer and another one, it checks your heart, and they're different tools. But DISC is simple to use, and it has so much complexity once you learn the simple tool. There's not a lot to understanding the basics of it before you can start to apply it. So the four areas in DISC, if you think of it as a world, four main locations in this world, the first one is people that are really driven. That's the D. Then you have I, people that are high influencers. You have the S's that are your supportive types. And then you have C's that are careful and cautious. And every one of those profiles can be a leader. Every one of them have great strengths they bring to the table. And starting to understand how all of the strengths work together can be so impactful. So when I work with individuals or families or companies, a lot of times we'll do a DISC profile on the whole group. Because we may discover that like people like to hire like people, right? We always enjoy people that talk like we do and think like we do because we resonate with them more quickly. We may discover there's a huge piece of the DISC world that's not even included in that business or in that family. Or so we can start to think about how do we pull some of that into our lives to balance everything out more effectively.
And what's been so fascinating to me is, and I've been really clear with the audience who's been following this podcast, that this spring and into the summer have been a rough patch for me personally. I've felt stuck a lot of the time, which is ironic that I have this podcast, but I guess this is a way for me to keep moving. And one of the things that was really amazing, Kathy, is that when you and I were talking, it was almost like you, like I said before, were in my head, like you understood. And I think that's partly because we both have high D tendencies. In a way. And so you could be like, oh my gosh, Lachelle, like, I know how that feels. That's how I am too. And I also am a high I. So describe to the audience, I'm just in your words, like, what does that signify? Or what, how would you describe a high I with a D, high D?
Yeah. So the D and the I traits are both in the DISC world. Again, I would encourage the listeners to think about it as a globe. And the DI is the top half of the globe. And the SC is the bottom half. Your DI people are fast paced. They move at a really fast pace. They're typically outgoing. You can usually tell because they speak more quickly and they act more quickly and they love being around people. High I individuals, which is a strength that's my lowest and you're one of your highest, is really being able to be in the limelight around a lot of people in the moment experiences.
Which is so funny because I would consider myself an introvert, but so many of the things, like, people don't always realize that introvertedness and extrovertedness have to do with our energy recharge.
Yes.
And so totally my different. Energy,
not
yes,
related to
no,
this.
No. And so
you're
that's
correct.
Really fascinating. And so I do enjoy being around people, but I get my energy from being alone.
Yes. And again, we're all a very unique mix. Just, I believe every single person is a unique mix that's all their own, that every person is created with this certain blend, perfect for where they are in the world and what everybody else needs and has the gifts that we all need. And so when I look at that with a DIS perspective, we can move anywhere in the world we want, right? We can get on a plane. Well, most of the time, we can get on a plane and fly anywhere we want. But there's always going to be that there's no place like home spot.
Right, right.
Right. And so DISC is helping you to figure out where's home and then what do these other places look like. So for you as an outgoing person in your DISC profile, you like to be able to engage. The podcast is a great example of that. You want to reach out. You want to talk to people. You want to connect. You want to have experiences. That's a lot of high I.
Mm-hmm.
And that coupled with your D, which is a high driven personality, which means you love goals. And reaching far and moving fast and accomplishing things, those coupled together are two of your major strengths.
Yeah.
And so that's helping you to understand, here's where I can really shine in the world. Here's where I can really make a difference. And here's the places, because of that, that maybe I need some support team around me that's different than that to help me with those other parts.
And you mentioned when you are proposing something to a D and you said big picture thinker. And if you were to propose something to a C, you would want to have lots of details in there. How would you approach somebody in the I and the S realms so that the audience can kind of take away a little nugget of kind of cool action steps when they interview?
So some action steps. And one thing I want to clarify with everybody that's listening, this isn't about manipulation at all. This is about, I really want to serve the people
that
I reach. I really want to understand them. I really want to help them. In order for us to even have a conversation, John in the Maxwell team talks about people need to know, like, and trust you.
Yeah.
It's a really, I feel wonderful when somebody talks to me in the way that I like to interact, right?
Yes.
It already opens me up to a more of a conversation. So we're trying to bring things to other people that we know can really make a difference in their lives, but we want to show them, hey, I care about you enough to speak in your language. If I'm coming to Africa, I'm going to figure out how to speak a little African so that you can realize you matter to me.
Yes, I love that. Because that's well said, because I was actually going to ask you about that. So thank you.
So that's kind of the background behind it.
Yes.
So here's some funny differences when I work with clients, just in basic. So D's are very short to the point. They don't have time for anything. So if I'm going to send them, for instance, an email, it's going to be two sentences. Love, Kathy. We're done. Right? There might be a few bullet points just to lay it out.
Yeah.
It's quick and thorough. And here we go.
Yeah.
If I'm sending something to an I almost always include emojis.
Mm.
That's a big thing. I will start the conversations. I's and S's are people-oriented people.
Yep.
D's and C's are task-oriented. So for the S's and the I's, if I know that the person, I always have my clients take a DISC so that I know out of the gate what kind of a style they are. With the S's and the I's, I will talk to them about relationships first before we ever talk about what needs to get done. 65% of the world is people-oriented first.
Cool.
So you can have a conversation and ask, and I sincerely care, but I'm going to ask them about the family. And I'm going to ask, you know, how has it been this week with the people you've been connecting with? And are you getting enough time to see people? And those kind of discussions are where we start. I had one client that I knew every time he was a high S. Every time I went in to see him, I had to spend 15 minutes hearing stories about his group before we could even have a session. Because if I didn't do that, he just could not open his ears and didn't want to have it. He just couldn't get past his stories. So allowing that with them can really make a difference. So that's a couple of little things. When I talk to S's, I'm going to talk a lot about team and how it's helping the team. They're supportive people. So how is this helping your family? How is this helping your coworkers? We're going to work a lot more in that world. C's want strict detail.
Mm-hmm.
So they really want to understand the process. I'm going to lay out a step-by-step process. I'm going to probably put a timeline with it. I may have more exact commentary. D's tend to be generalizers. C's want specifics. So I have to work on, okay, here is attached is your, you know, 50-page report about the validity of DISC because you may be interested in reading this.
Right. And, you know, I love that you said, okay, real quick about the report, because when you take a DISC assessment, you get a report. And depending on how much information you want, it can go anywhere from 12 pages to like 65 pages with the different programs that you offer. And so you don't have to be an expert like Kathy Kasten is an expert, but you can get some basic information from your report. And I think that ultimately what you're telling me and what I've noticed myself is that when you are more aware of someone else's style, you can serve them better and you can work with them to get them beyond what's holding them back. Or maybe you can lock arms and go further than you could if you didn't understand each other. And I think that like it's really fascinating, Kathy. And I probably have told you this, but like my husband and I, we've been together since I was 17 years old. So I've grown up with my husband, right? And it's funny because when we've taken different assessments, like the five love languages, his top two are my bottom two and my top two are his bottom two. But God has done this beautiful thing about making us be so opposite because he really does balance me out. And I had him take the DISC, gosh, maybe a week ago. And it was so interesting because he came back as a high S. And it was like all of a sudden these light bulbs went off in my mind because as an I and a D, I'm very quick to make decisions. I'm very high viewpoint. Let's come up with a solution. Let's move. Let's do something about this. And my husband, what I've learned as an S, is very much into stability, security. He doesn't want to make any decisions quickly. And so I really have had to step back and say to myself, okay, in order for us to move forward, where can I meet him so that he feels more comfortable? And he's starting to learn about me a little bit and realize that it's not that I'm trying to undermine him or be disrespectful. It's just that that's how my brain works and that I want to keep moving on and I don't want to be sitting here stuck in this space. I want to keep moving forward. And so it's really just opened up a way for us to be able to communicate better, because if I'm speaking Spanish and he's speaking French, we're not going to get anything done, right?
Right. And I actually have probably 100 hours of coursework that I already have built. And some of that has to do with spouse interaction and parent-child interaction, because just like you're saying, those different languages, I'll give you a great example in my own life. When we were young, I wanted to surprise my husband with a getaway vacation, doing something that he had always dreamed of. And so I decided as a D, go ahead and go set everything up. I cleared it with his boss. I scheduled everything. I had somebody scheduled to pick us up. I hadn't said a word to him. I'm thinking I should get, you know, wife of the year.
Yeah.
But about 2 hours before the person was coming to pick us up for this week getaway, he found out. He got very upset. And he's okay with me sharing this story. For about 2 days, we had a terrible vacation. It was terrible. He was so angry and frustrated because I had done this. And I was in shock because I thought I had done this really cool thing for him. But what I realized after years later, after going through a lot of the DISC training and starting to understand, because he is also a high S, he needed time to think about things. He needed time to make sure his team was okay. He needed time to make sure his boss had everything handled so that everything when he left was smooth.
Yeah.
I didn't give that to him. I put in an immediate disruptive change with no time for him to prepare. And I have to say, to finish that story, that turned out to be one of the best trips we ever had. It was absolutely wonderful after the fact. And then once we got there and kind of let everything sift down a little bit, we had a great time. But it was just one of those examples where I thought I was expressing tremendous support and love to someone I cared about, but I had done it in a way that made sense to me.
And, you know, that's so fascinating because you're an expert in my view on leadership, but you're also an expert in bringing this leadership into our families. And that's a passion that I have as well, Kathy. And I'm just going to say that my husband, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but it was probably 2007 and he surprised me with a trip. And I didn't know where we were going until we literally were getting on the plane and we took off to New York. I'd never been there. And all he told me to do was pack like we would in Minnesota in the summer, because it was Minnesota or it was summer. And it was the best, like literally the top thing he's done for me. But if I would have done that for him, it would have probably freaked him out. And
because he was doing something that you love, you're spontaneous, you love experiences. So for you and your language, that was actually a really great gift.
Yeah, it was amazing. But it's interesting because you see this and I think about like if I say to him, oh, let's do this on the weekend. He's like, I don't, you know, so it's like that's so interesting and you can learn so much. And because I love applying this stuff to real life, and because I've shared this with you before, that in my view as a leader, the most important team we're ever going to lead is our family. Mm-hmm. And so tell me how it is that I could use some of these DISC tips on my kids.
Yeah, that's a great question. Some of the DISC assessments I have go as low as 5-year-olds. And wow. We've done a full family DISC profile where we can actually do a group chart and chart everyone. Before I lost my mom, she had taken a DISC profile. So I have a DISC chart of our family, from my parents to my husband and I, to our daughter and her husband, to the grandchildren, except for the youngest, who's too young yet. We've all been put on DISC, and it was really fun to see that as a group. So now we start to understand some of the interaction in the family. But then you start to think about, okay, a parent-child relationship. Let's say that I'm a high D personality. Mm-hmm. And I talk about this in the book that came out last year, Discover Your Team's Potential. I'm a high D personality, and I now have a child who is a high C. Mm-hmm. So as a high D, I'm a flyover. I go into their bedroom and I say to them, clean your room. And I leave. Mm-hmm. Now this high C child probably has a meltdown and probably doesn't clean the room. And the reason that that happens is because I haven't been clear to them in the C language that they understand about what cleaning the room means to me. So, for instance, if I come in and say, I want you to put all of your Legos in the red box, I want you to put your Lincoln Logs in this, I want the books back on the bookshelf, and I start to lay out a clear sequence and everything is laid out in structure, now that C child doesn't feel overwhelmed because it's back in their language. Wow. And so that's so big because, you know, again, you can have all of this interaction and high stress between a parent and a child. And some of that can, or even a lot of that can really be lessened. As an example, I have a grandchild who's a high I. I talk to her about people and friends when we're having conversations. The grandchild that's the high C, we talk a lot more about structure and path and the right choices and things like that. That fits his language more. So we have very different conversations depending on what grandchild we're working with, because we understand that they're coming from different, if you imagine wearing different colors sunglasses, right? One of my grandchildren has red glasses on, another one has yellow glasses on, I have green glasses on, and somehow we've got to talk to each other and describe things in a way that it looks the same to all of us.
Wow, that's amazing. And that actually brings me to my next question I wanted to ask you about, because I'm going to let you talk to us about this amazing project that you have coming out. So fill us all in.
Okay, so one of the things that's really exciting that's happening, I love the impact that learning how to communicate effectively is having across all people. You don't have a business life and a personal life in my mind. You right. have together. They're together. Like one is not separate from the other. Mm-hmm. I think your holistic life is involved in all of that. So these great communication skills, we can start to teach those and understand those with young children. How do we begin to have those conversations? So through a mutual acquaintance who I really have appreciated, who I met and had been involved with leadership with, I was introduced to a woman who has background in child education and young child development. And so we ended up meeting and discussing making a book together for children about leadership. And I tied some DISC principles into this as well. It's for children 4 to 8 years old. It's called Ready, Set, Lead. I'm really excited. It's got beautiful illustrations. We really worked hard. It's a rhyming book that has all kinds of values to teach children, some of the core values in life that matter, like trust and honesty and teamwork. They're built into this story. And then we made a point to go back and look. There's intentional choices about wording used and type of leaders that are mentioned that touches on all the DISC profiles. So for any of you that see that book, you'll have to look at behind the lines and see if you can see where those DISC profiles are hidden.
I love it.
But it was really exciting to come out with something that we could start to share with young children about leadership and effective communication, because those two together take you to a whole different level of ability.
100%. If we can start influencing our kids when they're young, I mean, imagine how they can grow up and how they can serve and impact the world. And so that is such an amazing journey that you're on. And I'm so grateful to have been a part of it. I've gotten to see these illustrations and the stories, and it is so well done. And I cannot wait to get my copy for my kiddos.
Thank you.
And Kathy, I want to make sure that we have everybody getting access to the different DISC quizzes that they can take from your website. So we're going to put those on the show notes, as well as the link to your books. But I want to finish this off by asking you if there's anything that we haven't had a chance to discuss yet related to this topic today that you really wanted to be able to share.
I think just for people to recognize the power of being able to have conversations that are meaningful. If you're going to invest the time to spend with somebody, you want to be able to maximize that time for both of you, right? You want your people you're helping to be helped at the highest levels possible.
Yeah.
So the stronger the communication is, the better result you have for both parties. And I thought it was really interesting. Salesforce had a quote, Salesforce.com, about 86% of employees and executives say that it's lack of collaboration and ineffective communication that causes workplace failures. That's huge. And also, Carnegie Institute came out with something they had about 85% of your financial success is due to your personality and your ability to communicate, negotiate, and lead. Only 15% of it is based on technical knowledge.
Wow. I can believe that, though.
I can see that.
Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. I can too.
Because you can start to understand, I can be the most brilliant person on earth about a certain topic, but if I can't communicate it to others, unless I'm going to do something strictly in my basement with my own things forever, and I don't need anybody to interact with me, I'm never going to have the kind of ability to make a difference.
Right.
That I could if I can communicate. And, you know, that doesn't mean we have to be great at all the DISC pieces. The assessments are to give you an understanding of where you live at home. I have used that to help me bring people into my life and my inner circle to help balance me out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always take enough time to stop and just have fun in the moment. I've brought some people intentionally into my life to help me do that. Sometimes I may bring people in, I can do structure. And I'm pretty good at it, but there are people that are better at it. So I may bring in a high structure person so that I don't even have to think about that piece for a while and I can focus on my driven, goal-oriented strengths. It just allows you to start to really celebrate each other's gifts. I don't feel like I'm not a whole person. I feel like we complete each other as a whole team the more we start to understand the pieces and how they fit together. It takes a huge amount of burden off of you as a person not to feel like you have to be all things to all people.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I know my strengths. I understand where they are. I know my blind spots and I understand the risk that those can bring. And so because of that, I'm able to bring people alongside me where we become a more forceful entity altogether.
I love that. Oh my gosh. That's so well said. And thank you for just summarizing that so beautifully. Okay. To wrap this up, I want you to propose a question that our audience should be able to think about and ponder to help them move forward and get unstuck from where they are right now.
Yeah. So, okay, here's a couple of thoughts. I'm actually going to give you more than one. Sorry, I'm an out of this box person.
That's all right.
Okay. So the first thing I would say to listeners is there are two kinds of people, those that talk it out and those that think it out. And really spending a moment to decide which the person you're talking to is can make a very big difference in how you approach a conversation.
Hmm.
But if you want to ask two basic questions that'll get you about 80% accuracy with a brand new person you've never met, who you either hear on the telephone, you see on Zoom, you watch walk into your place of business, the first question is, are they outgoing or reserved?
Okay.
And I can tell that by how fast they walk into the room, how fast they're speaking, the words that they're using, right? Okay, then the second question I'm going to ask is, are they talking about tasks or about people? So are they talking about all the things they have to get done, or are they talking about all the people they need to see? Once you have the answers to those two questions, you can pretty quickly put them in at least a first guess about where they live in the DISC world. There's all kinds of things I teach, you know, what you can tell the backgrounds in their rooms and their offices. You can tell by how they dress. There's all kinds of things that will give you clues to help you to have better conversations. But those are at least a place to start. For instance, if I'm with somebody who speaks at a slower pace, which you and I don't, I slow my speech down.
Yeah.
And it's not, I'm not being insulting. I am trying truly to say I care about you and I want to be able to work with you in a way that makes the most sense for you. So I'm going to slow my speech down, or I may take a break to give them time to think and have a pause.
Yeah.
Where you and I would probably just talk it out until we get to that result that we want to reach, right?
Absolutely.
So those are some really quick overview. It's, you know, the thing about this, the DISC assessment is that I tell people it's like learning the alphabet. and I've actually written about this on LinkedIn. That's your tool to start the journey into the library to learn all of the applications that are so phenomenal with it. It's just, you have to start there so that you have an understanding of the basic language. And then we move into how you apply this in every part of life, whether it's sales or presentations or family or team building or leadership. I mean, we work on all of those things with DISC.
Well, I love it. And we're going to make sure to have the show notes, have all of the contact information so people can follow your journey. They can get a hold of you if they want to work with you. And Kathy, thank you so much for bringing life to this amazing assessment, to showing us how we can apply it to our real lives, and to give us hope that we can get unstuck from the things that are holding us back and maybe holding back the relationships at work or at home that are needing repair. So thank you so much for your expertise today, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been really, and I know that I covered a lot of territory in a short time. So if people want to reach out to me and say, hey, can you explain that further? I'm happy to chat.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathy.
Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. And if you know that you are made for more and you are tired of being held back and ready to get unstuck and step boldly into a life that you're meant to live, head on over to LichelleWeamy.com, request an appointment, and be ready for me to walk alongside of you personally to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. I'll be back next week, but before you go, don't forget to hit subscribe and enjoy these imperfect outtakes.